never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We've got segment number whatever it is. It's the last one for the day.
Yeah.
The finale.
Thank you.
The grand finale.
Thank you for all that have called so far. And thank you to Cliff, who's next up on the line for holding, so that we can maybe help him with his firewall question.
Yeah. So if I get a router, I can get rid of the firewall?
Yes, you could.
Well, hang on. Let's make sure we're clear on all the terminology for all of those going, what the heck are they talking about? A firewall is a generic term for some kind of security device.
Right, I've got zone alarm.
Okay, zone alarm is what's called a software firewall. A router by itself actually is the router does a different kind of thing, but a lot of routers have a firewall built in, so it's a hardware firewall. So what you're saying is you want to get rid of the software firewall and go to a hardware firewall.
Right.
Okay, and what was the question?
Well, since I'm running Zone Alarm all the time, and I have problems with it locking up occasionally.
Uh-huh.
I've got an old computer I built myself 3 or 4 years ago. It's a dinosaur, but I'm thinking about getting another one and running two. And then I had a friend that came over and worked out of here, and, of course, I couldn't work when she was working. I couldn't get on my computer when she was working, so I was thinking about getting a router for that.
So you want to be able to hook multiple computers up to your high-speed connection all at the same time.
Right.
Which is what a router does.
A broadband router is the animal of choice for you.
Right, because then it also incorporates a firewall
in
the router.
Got that firewall.
And if you want to get the little rabbit ears, you can also extend it to wireless capabilities.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay.
It just
and
keeps
so,
getting more gooder.
And I'm next question. I'm running McAfee.
Yes. McAfee's antivirus?
Yes, okay. The online subscription, 8.0 something or other.
Right.
8.0.41.
The yucky version.
The question might have something to do with, do I need antivirus if I have a firewall? And the answer is always yes.
No, that wasn't it.
No. Good.
Actually,
of course, I knew he was smarter than that.
I delete my temporary internet files 2 or 3 times a week.
Why does that matter?
Well, because McAfee is now taking over an hour and something to scan, and it's scanning deleted temporary internet files.
Now it makes sense. The online version of the McAfee antivirus is our least favorite.
Okay.
Because it has to do all this transactions across the internet, and that slows things down even more.
Well, and if it's you're probably having it scan your computer like on a weekly basis or something for viruses,
right,
which is a good idea, but you can schedule it to do that like during hours that you might be sleeping, if you do sleep.
I do occasionally.
There you go.
I would just schedule that to happen like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time is least likely to run into your work schedule.
Now, to clarify your original question about the firewalls and the routers, did you hear my discussion with B earlier about the zone alarm?
Right.
Okay, and that...
Yeah, that answered part of my question.
Okay. So you don't have to remove it even though you're going to get a hardware firewall. Now, if you're having problems because you have it in there, and we've heard that with a lot of older machines, especially with the newer versions of Zone Alarm, yes, remove the zone alarm because you've got the protection, the primary protection you're looking for from that router.
Okay, so, and what do you guys recommend for backup, a DVD writer?
Nope.
I guess he's looking, the silence means he wants our recommendation.
Yeah.
Usually people ask the question, but then they tell us what they want.
I'm going to build something new, and I want to do that.
How much have you quantified what your data set looks like?
Because
you don't want to back up your whole hard drive. It's completely pointless.
No, what I want to back up is I want to build a new unit. I don't even have a DVD writer, and I want to do that so that I can put the pictures onto CDs and not be storing them on the computer all the time and using up all that space. And then if I have a crash, I've got the pictures.
Well, what you got to determine is how much stuff do you have to back up on a regular basis, and number two, how often do you need to back up?
Because I'm back in the 3-year category.
The reason I was asking how much is there's a very elegant, inexpensive floppy disk on steroids version that a lot of people like to use. I'm not a real big fan of any CD or DVD as a consistent, recurring backup method because there's so many things that can fail.
I've got an old Colorado backup tape drive sitting down the garage.
No.
I wish I had a puke sound file because that's what I'd be using right now.
Yeah, that's problems. That's like so not going to work.
Yeah.
But the zip drives are up to 750 megabytes now for the zip cartridges.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they're fairly inexpensive, and you can get an external so you can go back and forth or whatever, however you want to do that. So that would be one method that I think is a little more consistent, because you'd have those extra cartridges and you can use them, reuse them. You can read the data directly off of them. You don't have to stage your data before you burn it. You don't have to hope that the burn went well because you didn't do the verify. And I mean, all the things that happen with backup that people don't realize until they come to us in our data recovery labs and say, I thought I had a backup.
But I don't.
And they bring us their backup set, and it's worthless.
So get some kind of a zip drive.
Well, that's just one option. That kind of recurring removable media that's really made for this, as opposed to CDs, which are more of an archival thing.
Right.
Like, if you just want to make a one copy of your pictures,
all your pictures you have,
yeah, and stick it on the shelf, that's fine. But as far as a recurring backup, I don't recommend it.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, good luck, Cliff.
All right.
Hey, at least he's got protection. Use protection.
Yep.
Where did she come from?
Dr. Ruth.
Get out of here.
Dr. Ruth. Larry, if you want to hang tight, we'll try to help you with your printing on the internet question. And we want to, again, thank everyone that called in. If you missed any part of the show, check out datadoctors.com. You can see all of the resources and free downloads and the Geek Speak and all the fun stuff from today's show. And later on, we'll have the audio archives posted. So if you missed the beginning of the show, you can hear it as well. Remember, the MicrosoftAZSettlement.com website is for real, but we recommend let that money go to the school, so don't even worry about it.
And Service Pack 2, if you're sitting tight on that, sit tight for a little longer, and we'll let you know more about that next week.
Lexus presents.